Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Voltas Limited Q3 FY19 earnings conference call hosted by IDFC Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Bhoomika Nair from IDFC Securities. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of IDFC Securities, I would like to welcome you to the Voltas' Q3 FY19 earnings call. The management today is being represented by Mr. Abhijit Rajendrakar, CFO, Mr. Utsav Shah, Head Corporate Finance, and Ms. Asavri Sathe, Corporate Communications and Investor Relations. I would now like to hand over the call over to the management for their initial remarks, post which we'll open up the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Bhoomika. Welcome, everybody. Analysis of results, quarter and 9 months period ended 31st December 2018. It was a mixed quarter for the global economy. While on one hand, the Fed is signaling a pause to increasing its policy rates, on the other, growing trade tensions between US and China and uncertainty over Brexit has clouded investor sentiments. Reports of a Chinese slowdown is likely to impact global markets. The consequence was the strengthening of the US dollar and the subsequent negative FII inflows to India. The recent OPEC decisions on controlling oil production to increase prices has revised growth prospects in the region. In the recently announced interim budget, the government expects India's economic growth to accelerate to 7.5% in 2019-20. The transfer of subsidies to farmers and increase in exemption limit will increase disposable incomes and is expected to have a trickle-down effect on increasing consumer spend. The thrust of infrastructure projects will, over a period of time, benefit our projects business. The latest rate cuts from the RBI with a neutral stance seems to be a step in the direction for reducing interest rates. During the 9 months ended December 2018, Voltas achieved a turnover of Rs. 5,000 crores and a profit before tax of Rs. 512 crores. Analysis by segment. We present below our comments on the performance of our business segments. Segment A, unitary cooling products. This fiscal has been very challenging for the industry. As you all are well aware, the performance of this segment was muted due to erratic summer conditions. Adding to this, not only was the Diwali festive season very soft, but we also did not have a strong second summer. With higher inventory in the channel as well as with manufacturers, the pressure on prices and thus on margins continued to be high. Increasing input costs and depreciated rupee added to the industry's woes. One must also remember that we are coming off a very high base of the previous year, with the same quarter last year recording sales growth of 32% due to pre-buying on expected changes in energy efficiency norms for fixed-speed ACs. All of this has led to the industry degrowth. In such an environment, Voltas continued to be the undisputed market leader and as the number one brand in the room AC segment, increased its market share across multi-brand outlets to 24% YTD from 22% in the same period last year. The company continues to introduce cost-effective and smart products with attractive consumer finance schemes. This has helped the brand remain on top of the mind for the customer. During the quarter, Voltas expanded its brand shops in cities such as Ranchi, West Bokaro, Faridabad and Jamshedpur. The brand shops will house all the latest consumer durable products including ACs, air coolers, commercial refrigeration products from brand Voltas, as well as the white goods such as refrigerators, washing machines, microwave ovens and dishwashers from brand Voltas Beko. The company also announced on 10th February its intention to start construction of the new manufacturing facility spread over 65 acres in Tirupati. This facility will initially manufacture and assemble air conditioners and related cooling products. Continuing its thrust on research and development, Voltas aims to create technologically advanced products which are expected to start rolling out from the second half of 2020. The chosen location provides dual benefits of superior market access and cost-effective connectivity via road and port. The proposed factory will cater primarily to the south and west markets. the company plans to invest over rupees 500 crores over a period of time while simultaneously creating local employment opportunities in the region. Air coolers faced even more difficult 9 months given their very seasonal nature. Nonetheless, based on recent independent retail audit, Voltas is now the number two player in the air cooler category. Segment B, electromechanical projects and services. Segment revenue for the quarter was higher by 16% at rupees 875 crores as compared to rupees 753 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. Segment result was also higher at rupees 69 crores, reflecting a margin of 8% coming from better quality carry-forward orders and efficient execution. Order book of the segment stood higher at approximately rupees 5,000 crores as at 31st December 2018 as compared to rupees 4,850 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. International operations. This business has been recognized recently by a number of awards, including the District Cooling Company of the Year and the Facilities Management Company of the Year, as well as the MEP Contractor of the Year. Besides MEP, we are now looking at strengthening our order book on projects in facility management and water management solutions. Order inflow for the quarter is at rupees 340 crores and orders on hand are at rupees 1900 crores. With oil prices picking up, Middle Eastern economies are showing signs of a small recovery. One of the company's subsidiary in the Middle East is currently executing some of its MEP projects as a subcontractor, wherein one of the joint venture partner of the main contractor has filed for compulsory liquidation in UK in January 2018. There have been delays in certification on these projects. Based on management assessment and prudence, a provision amounting to approximately rupees 13 crores has been made and disclosed as an exceptional item, though management will continue its efforts to recover the same. Domestic projects. The domestic projects business continued its steady performance this year, with majority of orders coming in from the electrification sector and infrastructure space. Our strategic focus is on procuring government and government-funded projects with reasonable assurance of cash. Domestic projects booked rupees 731 crores of orders in the quarter, with pending order book standing at rupees 3100 crores. With the increasing support and an approaching timeline on electrification program through the Saubhagya scheme, we are seeing even more tender announcements and completion for rural electrification projects. The recent announcements in the interim national budget 2019 on investments in infrastructure, smart cities, cleaner water, healthcare and education institutions is expected to increase opportunities. Segment C, engineering products and services. The segment performance is steady in the quarter at rupees 22 crores in comparison to the corresponding quarter last year. As highlighted earlier, the textile industry is passing through a difficult period and our focus on after-sales business continues. In mining and construction equipment, Mozambique operations remains the performance driver. Voltbeck Home Appliances Private Limited. The JV launched a basket of products in the second quarter, including 44 SKUs of refrigerators, 40 SKUs of washing machines, 12 SKUs of microwaves and ovens, and 7 SKUs of dishwashers. The launch was supported by a strong product and marketing campaign. This campaign focused Voltas Beko as partners of everyday happiness with a consumer benefit of nutrition preservation for refrigerators and cleaning efficiency for washing machines. Simultaneously, the JV is also building up its distribution network with special efforts underway this quarter. The civil works have already begun in the Sanand factory and the products are expected to roll out from end CY 2019. In sum up, while the air conditioning industry has faced headwinds in the current year, the longer term prospects will be driven by the increasing consumer confidence, disposable incomes and lower penetration. Our thrust on energy efficient products and large distribution network will enable us to benefit from this trajectory. On the project side, we remain focused on securing good quality, commercially viable, risk mitigated orders. Thank you, and we are now open for questions.
Sure, thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Also, we'd like to inform participants in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we request you to rejoin the queue. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ranjit Shivram from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good afternoon and congrats on good set of numbers despite the challenging quarter. Sir, this JV, when we look, it has around 30 crores in terms of losses which have been reported. So, what is it? Was there any one-off in that, or should we assume what kind of run rate should we see going forward? If you can throw some clarity on that JV portion.
I think there are two clarities that I can say. I think the number of 30 crores that you have taken is the total profit of all of Voltas joint ventures and associates. So it includes, we have a few other JVs within international business portfolio as well. So this is the combined number of all of those JVs. That's the first clarification. Secondly, if you look at specifically, I think you are referring to our Voltbek joint venture.
Yeah.
You may recall, I think as we have even stated in the note that we have circulated to you, which we just read out, the JV had a launch in September of this year. And immediately after the launch, there were a lot of expenses in terms of brand building and marketing, primarily to announce the launch as well as to announce the product, to educate the consumers on the product features, and also time it for some of the festive season sales which happened around November when the Diwali season was on. So it's a combination of this that there have been a lot of advertising and market related spends which have happened during the quarter which have also contributed to the number which you just spoke about. So while we are not giving you the exact number of how it will be in terms of the quarter, if you would see this number on a sequential basis, you'll get an idea of the some of the expenses that have hit the P&L in this quarter.
But of this, how much is pertaining to that Beko JV of this 30 crore?
Well, I think we will not split it, but
I think Ranjit, Mr. Abhijit has already given you a fair idea. Please see sequence to sequence and you'll more or less be able to ascertain that number.
Okay, and also we haven't seen much reduction in the capital employed. What should we read? Is there inventory still in the system, or what's the reason the capital employed is still not reduced much?
I think we have been in earlier calls also mentioning that it would take up to the quarter four for the inventory to come down. Primarily, I mean, the AC industry, as you are aware, we have very strong sales, particularly in quarter one of the year and quarter four of the year. Quarter two and quarter three are traditionally been very lean quarters. I think that trend has not changed in this year as well. So while there has been some movement in the inventory, the quantum of sale, I mean, if you just look at even the number of our sales revenue for 9 months and just break it up into quarters, you will get a fair idea of the how much of the seasonality is there in the air conditioning industry.
Because in the last call you had mentioned 2.5 months of inventory left. So how much is now as on this quarter of inventory?
Around 2 months of inventory.
Okay. Okay, sir. Congrats and I'll join for further questions.
Thank you. The next question is from Rahul Gajare from Antique Broking. Please go ahead.
Sir, a couple of questions.
Rahul, can you be a little louder, please?
Is this better?
Yes, it is much better now, Rahul.
Okay. Sir, basically, there was some price hike which were planned. So, wanted to know what has been your thought on that. And the second thing is, what has happened is, your peers have reported double-digit growth in the AC business. Now, I understand that could be a function of a lot of things. What is your thought on the industry growth rate in this quarter?
Well, as I have
two questions.
is, if you are referring to this quarter, I presume you are referring to quarter three.
Sure.
Right. I mean, I would think that my answer overall would be on similar lines to the way I answered the earlier question. That, you know, that this is really a very lean quarter. You know, to look at growth rates and even any price increase, one has to look at the summer months and the months when we really sell higher volumes of air conditioners. So, so I would think that growth within one quarter, etc., particularly in a quarter which is a very lean quarter, I would think is not the right way to slice and dice the data.
Okay, that's okay. But you could give some sense on how the market has performed.
Overall, for the 9 months, the estimates that we have is that the industry has degrown by 4%. That is based on independent secondary surveys of secondary sales, and that is the figure of how the entire industry has degrown.
Okay. Sir, you know, while industry has declined by 4%, you've declined by, or you've been flat basically. Now, the market share, that number that you have given a market share number for the 9 month period, which is 24%. In the second quarter, you indicated the market share number was closer to 25.6%.
Right.
So, can you help us with the exact market share of this quarter?
Well, I think we have even looked at it, and I would say that it is a representative market number that we have given you in terms of analyzing the market share for the 9 months of the period, because it includes the market share effect of, I mean, it is just mathematics. If you look at some of the big quarters, then the market share number would change, and I think that would be a more better indicator. Both quarter two and quarter three are the relatively lean quarters, and a little sort of, you know, movement here and there could upset the market share, since the denominator tends to be much smaller.
Okay, sir. Fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from Jay Kakkar from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, has there been any impact of increase in custom duty during the quarter on the cost?
On the cost, no. I think on one hand, one of your colleagues just asked a question about inventory.
Yeah.
So I would think that a lot of our material would have been has been procured mainly planning for some of our high season months. And so there would be very minimal amount of impact, I would say, on the custom duty. Though I mean, definitely the question would be, if you're asking in terms of its impact over the longer run,
yeah.
Yes, it is an impact, since that the custom duty has gone up. And if you recollect the way it has gone up on completely built units. So really the manner in which we source our products, and what types we source would definitely we are relooking, as I'm sure everybody in the industry is relooking at in the light of the hike in customs duty.
Sir, just in addition to this question, so, you know, since you source so much from outside of India and you get volume discount because of your huge volumes, so then why manufacture now? Wouldn't this lead to reduction in your sourcing benefit? Or, you know, I'm just trying to understand this manufacture decision now versus sourcing earlier.
Partially, I think, in a way, answered your question in the first question itself. You know, on one hand, you said what has been the impact of customs duty.
Yeah.
There we have, and when you say that we have been sourcing a lot from overseas, from outside of India markets,
yeah.
We have been sourced, our sourcing is a mix of some of the critical components that we source and some amount of completely built units. So some of those critical components will continue to be sourced from other countries. Given the economies of scale of manufacture of these components in in these countries. A good example would be compressors.
Right, right.
I had also in my earlier calls mentioned that over the longer term, the entire thrust would be on localization as a theme. That is also not just because of the factors of cost, but it is also because of factors of planning in terms of being more responsive in a quicker time to any market conditions, etc. So it's a combination of all of these decisions which would have gone into the decision to invest in a manufacturing plant at Tirupati. So even if you see our Pantnagar plant, our model had been to import some of the critical components and assemble the product at our Pantnagar factory. And so it is not true to say that, you know, a lot of it was completely built unit. It was a combination of both of these.
Yeah, why I was asking this was because last year you did around 800 crores worth of
Sorry, I lost your line a bit in the last question.
Yes, sir. Sorry. Am I audible?
I'm sorry to interrupt.
You're audible. I think we lost your last sentence.
Okay. Just that last year, you did around 800 crores worth of imports. And if the impact of custom duty is very less on your, in this 800 crore worth of imports, then manufacturing decision in India, wouldn't it impact your return profile, is what my...
I think the 800 crore of imports is a figure I presume you have picked up from the annual report, am I right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, yes.
Right, and it would include all of the imports, as I mentioned. You know, it would include imports of completely built unit as well as imports of some of the critical components. Now, to the specific answer to your question about linking it with custom duty hike is that the custom duty has gone up from 10 to 20% on completely built unit. The increase is less. There is an increase, but the increase is less when you come for some of the critical components. So it's a combination of this. It's something which we watch out for. And we do these sums in terms of prior to taking the decisions on make versus buy.
Okay, thank you so much for answering my question.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to our participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from Venugopal Garre from Bernstein. Please go ahead.
Hi. Firstly, congratulations on a good quarter and thanks for the opportunity. You know, I just wanted to also continue on this question on manufacturing of air conditioners. Now, what I wanted to know is this factory, you mentioned close to 1 million units that you intend to sort of have in terms of capacity. What is the level of integration of the product, by which I mean that is it going to be initially assembly and thereafter you would move on to manufacturing heat exchangers and the entire thing internally except compressors? And if that's the case, how does it map for you in terms of your existing sourcing, which a lot of it you do from India? So I'm assuming this will be a main sort of a factory where you want to do everything on your own, even from an India perspective. Is that the case? And and assuming this will lead to some margin benefits too. So that's my first question.
Okay, I think you have a number of sub-questions within the main question. So let me try and piece it one by one. I think the first thing that I would like to answer is really in terms of the factory and the location. We have a factory which is located in Pantnagar, as you are well aware. And this has been largely an assembly operation. And India, is a very large country, and we have particularly a product which is very seasonal in nature. So with the one factory, we have had to transport the product from north to many other parts of the country. And sometimes just given the length of the distance that is to be covered, it takes a few days to transport the product, particularly to the markets in southern India and parts of western India. One of the advantages which we see of having a factory in another location in the southern part of the country is in terms of the logistics cost. Not just the logistics cost, but also the logistic time and maybe other opportunities which will be fallout opportunities in terms of how we can rejig and reconfigure a distribution setup in the light of having to distribute from two factories over a period of time rather than just one factory. So that's the first advantage. Obviously, we will be investing the amount that we mentioned over a period of time, starting out as an initially as an assembly operation at Tirupati, and then gradually moving on to other levels of manufacturing. That is the plan. And the advantages, as I have enumerated, in terms of lead times, in terms of logistics, etc., one would also benefit. The other advantage, which is, I think, in our press release, which I've also talked about, is that the location of this plant also offers connectivity to some of the ports on the eastern side of the country. And that would be an advantage in terms of sourcing some of our components, which typically come again from China and other countries in Southeast Asia. So that would also be another advantage. So this offers us an opportunity now to really relook at our logistics network and how we move material around as well.
Okay. So thanks a lot. My second question is on Voltbek. I understand that you would not be keen to share the initial losses and numbers, etc., which we'll anyways figure out over the next few quarters. But if you can give us a qualitative flavor, because the launch happened very, very close to the Diwali season, you know. So what I wanted to know is, in terms of the quantum that, you know, you wanted to sort of, you imported and wanted to sell, etc., how has the reception been from the distributors? That's number one. And number two, any peep into the initial retail sort of sales or any feedback from customers that you've got in your surveys post, you know, the launch? Anything would be of help. That's my second and last question. Thanks.
Right. I think I would say that, as you very rightly put it, the launch of these products happened sometime in mid-September. And as I mentioned in response to an earlier question, post the launch, we have been supporting the launch with a lot of marketing campaigns, both in the form of mini launches in different centers across the country, as well as in terms of advertisement and other marketing support. So that has initially helped to build the, or at least build the awareness about the brand, and build the awareness that the brand Voltas Beko is in the market, which is with refrigerators and washing machines. Post the launch, of course, the product is being placed across distributors and various dealer points. What also happened was that some of that start was a little, took time in certain parts of the country, particularly since many of the retailer shelves were already blocked for the Diwali festive season, and therefore we had to work with the distributor, with the dealers, particularly in terms of renegotiating some of the retail space. That's on the distribution side. In terms of the product feedback from the customers, the customer feedback has been good. The customers have felt that it's a technically superior product. Many customers have also commented on some of the look and feel of the product, which feels very contemporary. The designs feel fresh. The advertising had also been very well received. And I think one of the features of any decent launch, I would say, is for the advertisement to be noticed. So I think that has happened. You will find that there have been, these ads are being forwarded on YouTube, etc., so through the social media. So there is a lot of buzz created around the advertising. So the initial awareness about the brand has been good. The distribution efforts continue underway. Another thrust of our distribution effort that we have talked about in our write-up has also been around the brand shops. Because we have always been saying that with only air conditioners or a combination of air conditioners and commercial refrigeration, we had a limited number of brand shops. Now many of these brand shops are now being offering our entire range of products. So we have been looking at opening these brand shops in many other cities of the country, also in tier 2 and tier 3 cities of the country. And that is another way that we are making the brand very visible across the length and breadth of India. As I think is very obvious, I would say that we are in an investment phase in this JV. So investment, I would say, not just in terms of money in the factory, but investment in terms of brand building, marketing, brand product awareness, customer feedback, and everything else which really takes to make it a superior product, not just in terms of its look and features, but also in terms of its performance over the longer term.
Thanks.
Does that answer what I think your question was?
Yeah, I think broadly I get a color. I mean, it would have been great to hear numbers, but I think it's probably too early to ask that. So both retail level as well as distribution, but maybe in the next couple of quarters.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Keyur Pandya from ICICI Prudential Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I have two questions. One is, because so the inflation that we have seen because of the RM and currency, and second is because of the customs duty. So the current season sale, which is being done in Q4, is it being done at a higher prices to pass on that inflation?
Your question is very is a little inaudible. I think there is some problem with the line, probably.
Is it audible now?
Yeah, you were referring to raw material. I'm not sure what.
So, my point. So, we have seen RM inflation and price in cost inflation because of the increasing customs duty. So, are they being passed on in the current quarter for the new season? That is first question. And second question is the inventory, as you are saying, which is still above normal level in the system. So, would that be in the distribution or would that be with the company?
So I would think that the second part of your question is where is the inventory? The answer is it is both at the company level and at the channel level.
Okay.
I think it is in the earlier calls we had mentioned to you and we had told you that the distributors only pick up a certain amount of inventory because it also involves a tie-up of capital for the distributors. And so I think everyone in the company, all the companies in this business today do have a level of higher inventory. The second part, I think, while you have said is in terms of price hikes, I think that's in a way a kind of an ideal world because as if we have seen one of the things which has been a feature of this industry, particularly this year, it has really been that the sales have been very slower. In response to an earlier question, we talked about a figure of the degrowth of the industry. So I would think that what the effect of all of this has been to make the market much more competitive than it was. I mean, it is a competitive market. You know, there is a number of brands in the air conditioning segment. And with the sales being slow, with the industry degrowing, naturally, the intensity of competition has increased. I have also been talking to you that from time and again, there are always competitive activities by one or more competition, both at a regional level as well as at a national level, which further tend to have its own effect on prices. So in all of these contexts, I think while we have been having some selective price increases over the last two or three quarters, particularly in the response to one of the other increases in terms of cost. I think everyone would be waiting for a good season. Everyone would be waiting for the industry to come back on track for the summer season to set in. And I think it is only then that the pricing decisions would unfold. As we speak. One other factor, of course, which we have talked about in earlier calls has also been that particularly for fixed speed products, there has been a rating change from January 1, 2018, which obviously meant that the product that is being sold as a 3-star fixed speed AC is a much, I would say, much more energy efficient product as compared to the same product being sold a year back. So it's a combination of all of these which have led to the industry situation what you see today.
Thank you. The next question is from Prashant Kuti from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Just one bit, in the previous conference call, it's spoken about certain measures being taken in terms of to probably improve the local sourcing part more significantly and taking longer term steps towards improving or reducing the volatility in terms of margins. Just wanted to know on what part of the journey it is exactly one, and the second part being incrementally when you look at margins that are getting into the season quarter, are we still on track with regard to that margin trajectory of 11-12% which you were earlier talking about?
I would take your first question. You are asking what is the local sourcing and where are we on that journey? Journey update, you know, I think it would be some of the actions are more spread across quarters, and but we are progressing.
Okay. No, the reason for asking that is we've seen a sequential improvement in the margins without really no change in the overall top line performance. So just trying to understand.
You are alluding to the improvement in the EBIT margin percentage from 6.3 to 8 to over 8% in this quarter. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right, sir.
So I would think that that's a combination of factors including competitive intensity, spends, etc., marketing spends in the quarter, but both are relatively lean quarters. So on this journey of local sourcing, we have been, as we have said in earlier calls, we are investing in our own molds for some models of IDU, particularly the better selling models of all of this is work in progress right now. Some of these actions are more medium-term in nature.
Sir, sorry, I think just got cut off. I couldn't really hear you. Apologies.
Oh, I would say that, did you get my point relating to the molds?
No, I think it got cut off. Sorry.
So just to repeat what I've said for the benefit of you and maybe for the other, as I have told you that we have been investing in our own molds, both for indoor units as well as for some of the air cooler models. This is work in progress, and these molds we are trying to bring on production at the earliest. Some of these in time for the seasonal. That will be a big step in terms of localization. So the IDUs which were imported from China would then be, some of the IDUs would be made locally. In terms of some of the other longer term actions in terms of localization, in terms of the, be there with you. So it's a combination of all of these medium term actions that we talked about when we mentioned about localization.
Sure, thanks. And the second question, sir?
Yeah, again, you have got cut off, Prashant. I don't know if I'm hearing.
I was just referring to the second question which you just asked about going into the season quarters. We still maintain that 11.5, 11, 12% kind of margins you're talking about?
Yeah, I would say on a combined basis for the year, year-to-date basis, we have always talked about a margin in the range of 11%. I think we would be in that, we would stick to that range right now.
Thank you. The next question is from Sandeep Tulshyan from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir.
Deep, please be loud.
Is it better now?
Yes, much better.
So my first question is pertaining to the price increases, just sorry to harp on that particular aspect. Mainly what we're trying to understand is based on the current competitive intensity that you're seeing in the market and whatever increases you've seen on the cost side, be it higher forex rates or partly import duties on the CBUs that we import, do you think all of it can be completely passed through in form of price hikes over the next one or two quarters, or do you feel the channel inventory and in competitive intensity is quite high and some of it needs to be absorbed by the AC manufacturers?
I think you started your question by the phrase that sorry to harp on it. Now, when I give the answer, I would also start with the same thing, sorry to harp on it. I would say that I think you have touched upon all the right points in your question, and I think you have also partly answered that question. The price increase is, in a way, we are in a market today. I mean, as today as we speak, where we are waiting for the peak season, as we call it, which would be starting from say March in the south, and then the summer season sort of moves north through all of India. So it's really how the season unfolds. It's really how much the competitive intensity is, how quickly the products fly off the shelf, in a manner of speaking, that will really determine the ability to increase prices, to be able to get the right price. We have no doubt, like any other manufacturers, we are aware of all of these factors that you referred to. There have been significant price cost increases added, I think, and you have talked about all the factors, so I will not repeat those factors. But yes, it is something that we keep wait and watch. And wherever we have opportunities, either selectively, either in terms of a model which has certain unique features, either in terms of a region, or in terms of, you know, a combination of the two, we have been very proactive, I would say, and we have taken the right level of price increases. So it is not one across the board decision, it's more product region type of a price increase.
Understood. Thank you so much. The second question, sir, is pertaining to the Voltbek JV. Based on the investment that we are making in Sanand, I'm sure the fixed costs would increase in FY20, and also the higher A&P expenses would continue at least for a few more quarters. So what is the fair revenue run rate where you think this JV would break even, and from there probably we can look at positive contribution from Voltbek?
I would say, I mean, the first thing, I mean, when you talk of revenue run rate and cost hitting the P&L, I'm sure you are aware that this is a JV. And so in terms of the accounting standard, what we really have for this JV is a single line accounting of the net impact of all of what you have referred to. So the increase in cost, the increase in advertising spend, etc., will be in the Voltbek financials, and will not be... I mean, the net effect of that on a single line will be in the Voltas financials, or at least the proportionate share of Voltas in that will be in the Voltas financials. That's the first point. The second point, I have also mentioned that this Voltbek joint venture and the Voltas Beko brand, we have just launched in the month of September. And we have said that we are in an investment phase as far as this entire venture is concerned. And we expect that this investment phase will continue, at least for the next few quarters. The economies of scale, obviously, we will have better economies of scale once the plant comes on stream, which we have said in our write-up will be towards the end of calendar year 2019. So with all of that, I think we will see improvements. There will be other factors also, like gradual product acceptance, widening of the distribution, and I talked of some of the initiatives that we are doing in that area. So it is a combination of all of these which will help the a joint venture. There will be the normal issues in terms of the cost control initiatives, etc., which the JV will implement. And it's a combination of all of these which will improve the financials of the JV. As we have said in the past, and at the time of the launch, we have said that both the partners are committed to this joint venture to ensure that it takes to give it the best and to do everything that it takes to establish a good position in the consumer durable marketplace in India. I think the more longer term thing that one needs to look at is really the growth and the market potential for the products that this JV has in its basket, and the availability of even more products from one of the joint venture partners. So I think it's a combination of all of that, and which will help. Which is how one should look at and see this joint venture where Voltas has invested in.
Thank you very much. Before we take the next question, we'd like to inform participants, please limit your questions to one per participant. The next question is from Venkatesh Balasubramaniam from Citibank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
The first question is, now we are already almost like 45 days into the last quarter of the year, and we are like, you know, just 15 days away from your March season start. So how has the initial 45 days been? I mean, your outlook for the peak season this time around, I mean, is it looking weaker than usual? It is looking like a normal quarter. It's looking stronger. Some kind of a, not a quantitative, maybe a qualitative feel for the season as of now, as you see it right now.
Well, I think, Venkatesh, the short answer to this is that it's too early to comment, because even though we are in 45 days, and I think you have very quickly counted the days in this quarter, I think we are, as I mentioned in response to an earlier question, the summer starts typically from March, and I think we would have a wait and watch approach. We are seeing a pickup, some pickup in the market. I mean, if you talk in terms of qualitative terms, primarily, you know, the festival of Holi, which is in the month of March, that should be one another trigger for us. So even within this quarter, it is really the month of March which has historically for us been a high month of sales.
Thank you. The next question is from Rahul Murkia from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. So can you tell me how many, like out of your total sales for room AC, how much would be window AC?
Yeah, roughly about 20% is window AC.
And of the 80% split, like 40% you have mentioned would be inverter.
Right. Yes.
That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from Pulkit Patni from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks a lot for taking my question. Sir, since you said that, you know, the Voltas JV actually started in only mid-September, would it be fair for us to assume that as we look at the current quarter, the ad spend, etc., done on this JV would be in the similar range? I'm not talking about numbers for top line, etc., just trying to see how much the negative impact of this JV could be for the next few quarters.
Yes, I think one, we would do whatever is required. I think I would answer it in this way, that I think we would do whatever is required to make this to sell our products. We have also mentioned that in the quarter we just spent, particularly in quarter two, a lot of the marketing spend, not just the advertisement, but I would say use the word overall marketing spend, was there just immediately following the launch of the product. So obviously we will not have the launch expenses, but obviously we will have a combination of ATL and BTL, primarily because of the summer months, which also, like for air conditioners, it also tends to be a somewhat peak season for the refrigerator market, where we have a significant presence with models ranging from 230 liters to upwards of the 500 or 600 liters plus. So obviously there will be both ATL and BTL spend to support the sale.
Sure, sir. But, sir, but that would also come with incremental sales. So what I'm trying to understand is that we made assuming minus 25 crore of negative contribution to associate income. Can that number go up meaningfully in the next few quarters?
You said go up or go down, you're talking of a negative, so I think I'm a little confused.
Okay, so basically the peak in terms of spend is done as a proportion of the sales we expect that business to generate.
I would say that, I mean, I think that is, I have given you the general broad contours in which we are running this JV. I would think that, you know, specific questions on whether the peak has done or not, I would say would not be the right questions. I think it's for you to say, I mean, we have given you the a good understanding of the type of market we are in, the competitive forces that we are in, and I think all of that will drive the advertising and the ATL, and not just the advertising, but also the above the line and the below the line spend.
Sure, sir. So that's useful. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from Naveen Trivedi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon to everyone. Sir, FY19 is a very challenging year for RAC business. Therefore, the UCP EBIT margin would have been like down by around 300 to 350 basis point in FY19. So there's been lots of various reasons for this dip. It could have been because of the negative operating leverage, can be because of higher margin to trade partners, higher marketing spend also, maybe unfavorable product or market mix. So just to understand, like, which all headwinds can be normalized or reversed in FY20, if you can just give us some idea about where do you see this, the pressure was more because of which reason?
Yeah, I think it's in a way a kind of a vicious circle, isn't it? Well, you have very, very well enumerated many of the factors, right? You have talked of operating leverage. Yes, that was a factor. We talked of industry degrowth, so operating leverage was a factor. I think you talked of increased spend. The market becomes more competitive. All of us need to have our presence in the market, so there are various methods by which people would do a variety of, say, above a line and below the line activities. So it's really a combination of all of these which would come. The single most important driver, as I think you have answered that question, which is in terms of the volumes in the industry. I think once the volumes come back, and I would reflect, and I think some of you have talked about it, that in this very competitive market, we have been able to build our market share, improve our market share. So the combination of all of the strategies and tactics that we have had in the last 9 months has led to this kind of improvement. And I would say that is one of the big positives. So it's really a combination of all of this. As the operating leverage improves, as volumes improve, as volumes are supported by the kind of spend one needs to do in the market, there is a lot of pull from the end consumer. All of these factors play a role in improving the financials.
Thank you. Next question is from Srinidhi Karlekar from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So I have just two questions. First one, would it be possible to share how has been the industry secondary volume growth in this quarter and how has it been for Voltas? And my second question is on the project business. So you took some 13 crore provision on that Carillion JV project. Does that take care of all of your receivables and balance work that you are expected to do on that project, or there could be another likely to come? These are my two questions.
No, I would say that I think we have answered your first part of your question, that we have mentioned in response to an earlier question that the industry has degrown by 4%. And
I think that was 9 months, right, sir? I want this for Q3 number.
I have the 9 month number, and as I mentioned to you, I think that's a more representative number because we have a good quarter of relatively higher sales, which is the seasonal. The summer quarter and then two quarters of relatively lower lean sales, as has been the pattern of this industry for the last many years. So we have given out that number for the 9 months, and in that 9 months our market share has improved from 22% to about 24%, and I think these are numbers that we have also mentioned in our investor write-ups. So it is in this context that one has to look at the Voltas performance.
Fair enough, sir. And so the second one on the provision, yeah.
On the Carillion JV, I would submit that the provision that we have done is on a matter of prudence. It is not that there has been any major event or anything like that. There has been a delay in some of the certification, and as a matter of caution and prudence is where we have taken this provision. So we are in discussions with both the main contractor on the project as well as the final client on the project. The project is in advanced stages of completion, and we are obviously in dialogue with all of these parties to find the right solution to this problem. So this is our assessment of the provision that we needed to take, and this has also been subjected to a limited review.
Thank you. The next question is from Akash Vipara from Reliance Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I have just one housekeeping question. In the electromechanical projects and projects...
Your voice is very faint, and maybe you are very away from the speakerphone or whatever.
Is it better now, sir?
Little better, but go ahead. I think we'll try to piece together your question.
Yes, sir. In the electromechanical projects segment, the order book size was mentioned as 5,000 crore odd.
Yes.
Can you please give me the breakup in domestic and international terms, please?
I think it is given in the write-up itself. It's about 3,100 in case of domestic and about 1,900 for international.
Okay, sir. I missed that. That will be all, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhilasha Sitale from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Sir, I just have one question. During the quarter, other income has gone almost like double to 54.8 crores. So what is it in regard with and whether it is a sustainable number?
So, you know, I mean, if you see where our other income is coming from, you must have seen our balance sheet in the half year of September. So we have investments in mutual funds, and obviously as per the accounting policy, we have to recognize the mark-to-market movement of the net asset value of these mutual funds. So that is what gives a rise to some of the ups and downs in the other income. Although one must add that we keep a very close watch on the yield to maturity of all of the mutual funds, and and we have an investment committee of the board which guides us on the investment norms, etc. So we are conservative in this investment, but it's really the movement in terms of the mark to market which really influences the movement in the other income from one quarter to another.
Okay. Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll take that as the last question. I'd now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
We thank everybody who have been a part of this conference, and I'm sure if you have any further questions, you can please connect with all of us. We'll be ready with the answers. Thank you very much for joining in today.
And thank you very much for joining in on this call. Pleasure to interact with you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of IDFC Securities, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.